This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Lynn Neary. The September labor report is in. Business hiring was stronger than expected, but the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 9.1%. That's according to the Department of Labor. Here to discuss the report is NPR correspondent Yuki Noguchi. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Lynn.
So let us know, what are the key numbers in this report?
The key one, of course, is hiring. And the net new number of jobs added was 103,000. That number can look stronger or weaker depending on how you look at it. It would have been higher, of course, if government hadn't cut 34,000 jobs. On the other hand, you saw Verizon workers who had been on strike in August come back to work in September. So when you factor that in, it sort of looks weaker. But, you know, separately, in the summer months, this report says that there were actually 100,000 net new jobs added that previously weren't reported. So July and August looked actually better than we had thought.
So overall, that sounds like some good news for workers. Is there some indication that the economy will continue to improve, with that we won't face another recession?
The report is much better than expected. Stock futures jumped on the news. But then again, you have to consider that our expectations are pretty low. So two things that I'd mentioned that are not so great. One is that you did see a big jump in this report in the number of people working part-time but who want more work, so they're basically underemployed. Also, earlier this week, there was a separate report that showed a spike in announced layoffs in September. Bank of America was one of them that announced these cutbacks. And the U.S. military also announced plans to downsize. Now, it's possible that these are just sort of isolated examples of cutbacks, but it could be that these are also indicators of what's to come. You know, there's a lot of talk in government of downsizing, and, you know, there's also a lot of troubled banks.
And there's some bad news about the long-term unemployed, that is people who have been out of work for 6 months or more. This report shows that the number of long-term unemployed increased by 200,000. That seems like a worsening of an already bad problem.
Well, right. The long-term unemployment problem is one of the most intractable issues created by the last recession. And 200,000 is a fairly big increase. There's still more than 6 million people who are long-term unemployed, and many people say it gets harder to find a job the longer you don't have a job. So it's certainly harder financially and emotionally for those who keep trying and getting rejected.
Yeah, and there's another issue related to that. Given how long it takes for people to find new jobs, Congress has allowed people to collect unemployment benefits for longer periods, as much as 99 weeks in some states. Will that continue to be the case?
Those extensions you're talking about expire at the end of this year, and if Congress doesn't act, it will go back to the normal duration of about 26 weeks. Now, President Obama is pushing to extend those, and the White House argument to do that is that 2 million people would lose their benefits by mid-February if they're not sort of extended, and it would mean those people would have less to spend, which means businesses would have less reason to hire. So that's one school of thought. But of course, there are plenty of people who say the benefits are artificially keeping unemployment rates high because it pays people to hold out for a better job instead of taking one, you know, at a lesser pay. And so, of course, Washington wants to cut back on spending as well.
Well, thanks, Yuki.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.